Perek of Sanhedrin, first Mishnah, Echad Dinei Mominis, Echad Dinei Nefoshin, Betrisha V'Chakira. Nidaraisa, monetary cases and capital punishment cases need to go through a whole process of Drisha V'Chakira, seven questions, which we'll see later on what they are. Is Midaraisa, Midrabonon, monetary issues do not need it unless they're Knossos, which do need it, but regular transactions, the Eidun do not need Drisha V'Chakira. Shenema, Mishpat Echad Yelochem. It says that we equate the different types of mishpatim, both monetary and capital. Ma bein dinei momenes adin nefashis, dinei momenes mishlosh adin nefashis b'esem v'shol. So one difference is that dinei momenes have a quarter of three, and dinei nefashis has a quarter of 23. Dinei momenes poisko bein l'schus bein l'choiv. Dinei momenes, you could start either with a defense or a claim to make the other person pay. A capital punishment cases, we first present the side that to exonerate him, and only afterwards we present the other side. Monetary issues. We go by the majority of one, whether it's for one's benefit or against him. So that he should be exonerated, it's enough to have a majority of one. But given the death penalty, he needs to have a majority of two. If new proofs came in, then we'll reassess the case, whether it's for the benefit of the defendant or for his loss. Once we exonerate somebody from death penalty, we will not bring the case back. Any of the dayanim there can say svaris amongst the dayanim, whether for the benefit or against the one of the litigants, even if it's one of the talmidim that were invited to sit with the dayanim. If there's a svara to exonerate the person, even the talmidim could say their svaris, but to give him the death penalty, only the chief, the ikar dayanim could do that. Monetary issues, the same person initially said a svara to exonerate this person, and then he could say a svara the other way around to mechayiv him. The nefashis, by capital punishment cases, if somebody initially said a svara to give him the penalty, he could now give a svara to exonerate him. A person that said something to exonerate this person cannot say afterwards a svara to give him the penalty. Even monetary cases, the court case has to start in the daytime. It can be finished at night. Capital cases, the whole thing from beginning to end has to be in the daytime. Monetary issues, if you start the court case today, you could, if it's possible to finish it the same day, you can do it. If they decide to exonerate him, they could do it the same day they started the case. But to give him the death penalty, they have to let it go over the night. Therefore, we don't down on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov, because the next day is going to be Shabbos and Yontov, but you cannot prosecute the din, and we don't want to keep him with that psak pending without carrying it out. It's also not a very comfortable situation to be in.